Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Red Men TV. It is the build-up show. We are here. Liverpool back in action. Barely time to have a shit shower and a shave, and the Reds are taking to the field at Turf Moor.
Well, I didn't.
We will have. Defo not. I'm sure the Reds will have had.
Nine years.
There's a couple of weeks. Look, it is what it is. I'm joined by Chris Pajak. I'm joined by John Higgins as well. Chris, the games have been coming thick and fast now for, what, since September? This is our lives. This is what we're getting used to. This is obviously an exceptional set of circumstances, though, 48-hour turnaround. We had this last year, and we didn't get the result that matched the result and the effort against in the Man City game that came on New Year's Eve. Got the result against Leicester this time around. Burnley is going to be a difficult game. There's no way other way to slice it. They're not in the best form lately, but their form in the season so far is the reason why they have been contenders for the European places.
Yeah, and listen, they're a good side, aren't they? I mean, they've had some great results so far this season. They're in the top half of the table. We're closer to Burnley than we are to Man City in points. It shows you what the difference is to Manchester City, I suppose. But they can't be taken for granted. And Jürgen Klopp had a strong side against Leicester, yeah, and it makes it very interesting to see what type of a side they'll play. But the one thing that we won't know the side, and we'll be guessing the side and stuff, and I've done my starting 11, that'll be out later today. But the one thing I will tell you is this Liverpool side, whoever has fielded, will have to apply themselves, and they will apply themselves.
This is the big one, isn't it, John? I actually talked about this in the build-up to Leicester, but we're here now. This is that game where there's going to be some tired players out there. We've rotated brilliantly, I think, throughout this entire period. We've balanced European football with being competitive in the Premier League, which is a very, very difficult thing to do. It gets underestimated. But this is the point now. Jürgen Klopp said post-Leicester, he wants to look into the eyes of the players and get a real sense for who's got this in them or not. It wouldn't shock you to see this be a real grind of a football match.
It's that Burnley are that horrible team to play against. They're old school. You know what you're going to get. It's going to be intense. They're going to work their arses off. It's going to be a difficult grind of a win. It would be like that anyways, but particularly with the short turnaround. And yeah, the team selection is going to be fascinating. Does he kind of go a little bit more physical? we'll talk a bit more about it. But does he go physical or does he kind of go the same again and let's try and pass the ball around them? Like Burnley or this team, I think 2-0 is their biggest victory this season. Like, you know what you're going to get. It's hard, roll up your sleeves, hard work. Now, I think they have a couple of injuries as well. They're not in the best of form. If they had Brady, I'd be very concerned because he can whip in a set play and they will very much go to our weaknesses there at set plays. But it's a game where I think if we can match their level of energy and work rate, I think we have enough quality. But the question is, do we have the players? When he looks into the eyes, what does he see back?
Dead-eyed, soulless husks of men.
Oh, really? Yeah.
You're starting.
Look, there's going to be a lot asked, isn't there, Chris? There's going to be, because of it, I think this is when we're going to realise that the Jordan Henderson injury is going to prove to be a sticky point for us, because either you pull Emre Can completely out of this game, he's played a lot of football lately, he looked tired, he put in a big shift against Leicester as well. But if you pull Emre Can out, I think Milner had a great game against Leicester. We got to rest Jeannie Wijnaldum a little bit, he only came off the bench. But that means we don't have a genuine natural fit on the pitch for that number six role.
Play 4-4-2 then. Because I think Chan does need that bit of a rest. I think it might be sort of one too many times for him to go again. And, you know, for me, if you play someone like a Wijnaldum with a James Milner in the centre of a 4-4-2, you've got that experience, you've got that strength, and you've got that solidity from having those four midfielders rather than just one guy doing all that defensive midfielder work on his own. So, or you play as the 4-2-3-1, I suppose, don't you? And put a creative player ahead of them, be it Lallana, be it Coutinho, something like that, and look to get that pace on the wings like we've had all season.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a strange game, isn't it? Because, as you mentioned, they've got injuries. They're not in great form. But you know what they have got? Or who they've got?
Mr. Dice.
John Walters, mate.
Oh, John Walters as well.
I'm not allowed to mention politics if you read the comments of my reaction.
Tory wanker. he is a Tory wanker.
He said it
that's
on
not. Him. I'm not saying that because he's a Tory that he's a wanker, even though, you know, listen, read between the lines.
You shoveling away there.
He's a wanker and he happens to vote Tory. I'm just saying, if you want to take a logical step beyond that, you're making that leap, not me. I would not force my political views or beliefs on anyone whatsoever. But it is a concern. Look, he has a great goal scoring record against us. So don't bank against him stretching the game, you know, if they need to use him off the bench or whatever. This is just one of those games where I think we'll get an idea as well, Chris, of how seriously we're taking the FA Cup game, and how we line up for this match as well. Because you're fairly convinced that we'll treat the FA Cup game as a rotation game. I feel like we'll go full bore, full hard on attack in the Everton game. But this is the thing, I also do wonder, because it's the kind of way Jurgen Klopp talks, and we know he does like a little bit of a misdirect on this. It wouldn't shock me if they just got to the end of this game, let everyone have a day off, and then come in and goes. Everyone comes in on like Wednesday or something, and goes, right, okay, what are we doing for this?
Who's left? Yeah. Come on, Everton, anyone want to play? Yeah. Thing is, you could do that, and everyone would be like, yeah, me. Mm-hmm. We owe them one from the last time at Anfield, mm-hmm. You know, but first and foremost, it's the Burnley game, and there's players who will feel aggrieved to not be in the starting 11 against Leicester. Ragnar Klavan, for one. Mm-hmm. You know, we've got Virgil van Dijk's available. We've not even spoken about him yet. Mm-hmm. But Ragnar Klavan, for me, has to go straight back into the sides. I could understand the reasons that he wasn't played against Leicester. We mentioned it on the Final Word show on the RedmenTV.com. You'd know that if you were subscribed. So, in future, subscribe, and then you'd know that. Okay? Thank you. Was that too much?
Go team.
So, but Ragnar Klavan, Oxlade-Chamberlain's been in good form. He'll feel aggrieved not to have been in that side. You know, you've got... Dom Solanke wants to start. Adam Lallana's getting into fitness. All these players will be chomping at the bit to get a piece of Burnley. That's what I love. That's the best part of rotation. Yeah. You've got guys who want to be involved and show what they can do.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think that's what we could play into our hands. And it's a point Chris has been using for a few weeks now, John, is that this is why you have a squad, and this is why you have a good squad, because you come up against teams, everyone's sticking fast, particularly right here, right now. If this isn't even the European thing.
No.
That run from mid-December till the first week till the end of the FA Cup third round is a slog for every team in this country, because we don't have the winter break, because we play over Christmas. This is where hopefully having those extra bodies and having that extra talent, having those extra legs, will pay dividends for us, because exactly what we kind of, I think Chris is maybe getting at there, you've got a few guys who haven't played a lot of minutes who are desperate, but equally you've got the carrot of the FA Cup third round to dangle as well to some extent. So you're saying, come in and prove yourself to me. And equally at the end of that, even the lads who've probably played two games in 2 days, you're then saying, who's up for it? Who's going to show me the fight? Who's going to show me the character?
Yeah, no, there's a couple of ways of attack it, and God knows, I know Chris, you try to predict your team. I'll try and predict my team later on today on Twitter as well. But there's two ways he can go with it. He can go, okay, lads, we want the first core team to come on. Right, I need a couple of more minutes off you. We need a big 3 points here. And then you can look at, it's a rotation in a way, but your likes of Solanke's. I would personally go, Chan, you're playing, are you fit? You're playing against Burnley, I need you. And then FA Cup. I know it's the FA Cup. I know it's the Derby, etc. But like, you look at your Genies, you look at your Millers, and your Lallanas to come back in. I think you go strong against Burnley, and then make the changes at the weekend, or as you said, Paul, dangle the carrot up. Yeah. Do you want to play?
I think there's a big thing when you look at the other fixtures being played around this time, because it's such a weird layout, because there's no like clear. Not everyone's not playing on one day. Spurs haven't been involved. I've missed an entire game week basically because their game comes a little bit later.
It's hard
on.
Enough knowing the days between Christmas and New Year anyway, yeah. Without them messing around with the Premier League schedule. Honestly, do you know what I mean?
Well, this is the point. Like Arsenal, so Arsenal play on New Year's Eve, obviously the day is that?
No one knows what day that is.
No idea what actual day that is at all. That's a Sunday, right?
Do you want a turkey sandwich?
Yeah, honestly,
I've had too many.
You're going to sleep, and I'm sure it'll all work itself out. But obviously, Arsenal got West Brom away on New Year's Eve. Then United have got Everton away on New Year's Day. Obviously, the same time that we're playing, more or less.
We're three, aren't we? Yeah,
we're the three, but yeah, they're the half five kicker, which would be good to, again, potentially.
Put a bit of pressure on United again.
Exactly. You know, we will go. I mean, they've got a slightly better goal difference than us going into that. But if we could be level on points with them kicking off.
The Blues aren't doing us a favour.
Well, yeah, that
before us in the cup, they're rotating.
Yeah, of course.
They're rotating. Of course. Guaranteed.
But then you've got Spurs have got Swansea away now. Again, Swansea are crap, aren't they? But you never know. But then Arsenal, Chelsea on the third, and then Spurs play a game 2 days later against West Ham.
5 days of Premier.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Premier League.
It's mental, isn't it?
31st, first, second, third, fourth. Wow.
Yeah, so and it's all staggered. So what we were talking about, we go into this game already with a 4-point gap over Spurs and Arsenal. Mm-hmm. But they'll have games in hand in that regard. But this is the point now. Start to crank up the pressure on them. If we can get a game, I said this with Leicester. I've said it a few times, but I defo mean it now. I don't care how you win this game. I don't. No,
you've been saying it for 7 years, Paul. I'm much longer than that.
I tend to get the smashings right. I tend not to get this bit right, but this is the point. This like the Leicester one, we made it slightly harder than it needed to be. I just get the 3 points. 3 points are absolutely paramount, because I said this last week prior to Leicester. It opens up, the season opens up in front of you once you get through this game. Because the FA Cup, look, we should be trying to win the FA Cup this season, without a doubt. And the Derby makes it a massive game. But once you get through that, it's the FA Cup. It's a separate entity in some regards. The Premier League, you go to one game a week pretty much from now on. And then the Champions League's not back till February. You get through this game. If you've put a bit of that distance between you and the other teams around you, this is what happened in 13-14, Chris. We just started winning games. When we got into that nice, comfortable stretch again, we started to win games, and that's when all the pressure then falls on Arsenal and Spurs, and that's exactly what the job of this team is to do.
Absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
We are going to do preferred 11s in a moment, but it's time for us to plug 200,000 subscribers. Now, we'll probably do it by the end of January, but I want it done as soon as possible. We want to smash through that barrier. So if you're watching this video and you're not subscribed to the YouTube channel, and you're watching it on YouTube, it's right there. go and click the subscribe button right now. We want to kick off 2018 in the best possible way with a nice round number, and that is 200,000. You can make that a possibility. That would be great. Thank you very much.
I mean, 250 would be great as well.
Well, look, that's the next. We'll get there.
I want half a million.
I don't think you get another one of those buttons until you get to half a million.
I think it's a million.
The end of 2018, then. Yeah.
Ultimately, we all want that Ruby thing that you get for 50 million, but you know, we know what that happened.
Yeah, I'm not sure there's that many people. that's going to happen. But no, like I say, 200,000 is the next milestone. So if you're watching it and you've just thought, oh, whatever, I watch the content anyway, if it means nothing to you, then know that it means something to us. So just click the button. It makes no difference to your life. But if you want to get the content first, click the notification bell and you'll be notified whenever a new video gets uploaded and you get it first. Okay, preferred 11 time then, gents. So, kicking off preferred 11s for 2018.
Let's go with the one without Van Dijk.
Let's go with the one who the lad who hasn't picked Virgil van Dijk. Now, I actually don't know. I've put him in because I would vastly prefer to have him in there. I'm not sure he would be... I don't know how the paperwork thing works. I know he's signed, hasn't he? But I don't know whether it could be processed because is it a bank holiday New Year's? I don't know whether that falls down. Yeah, so I'll have him as my preferred, even though we'll probably look like absolute knobheads if he's physically.
You'll look like a knobhead past that pen there, mate.
Big Raggy. Big Virgil van Klavan. go on, what have you gone for then, John? You've kept Lovren in the team, but you're pulling Matip out for this one?
Mm-hmm. Just for, I think he needs a bit of rest time. And I think Klavan is particularly suited to the long ball. They probably have Chris Wood up top if it's not Walters. I think Klavan is just perfect for that type of game.
You remember the Burnley game last season, right?
I do. But I think that was very much that we were so attacked and they did us on the counter a couple of times. I just think Klavan's in pretty decent form and I think this is the perfect opposition for him.
Okay, it's an interesting one. I went with Klavan because...
Are you sure you did? Because it looks like an X at the beginning of that.
No, why have you won? You've underlined yours. You're definite. I've definitely
gone told you that we can't go for Van Dijk.
Because one would suspect. No, like you say, look, if Van Dijk's available, I probably wouldn't put him in this early anyway. To be honest, I would be happy to not see Virgil Van Dijk till February if it meant he's 100% ready to come into the side. Right now, I agree. I think Klavan's in probably the best form that he's been since he's joined the club. I would keep Matip in because I still think he's our best defender, even though that wasn't evidenced against Leicester. Lovren was our best defender. Why have you not put Lovren in?
Honestly, I wanted to put Matip and Virgil van Dijk together and making the two changes, mate. I'd rather go with Lovren Klavan, to be honest with you.
Okay.
But the important thing for me is that it's Trent and Robbo as the wing-backs.
Robinson.
Full-backs, fucking hell. Do you know what I mean? For me, it's about getting them to both attacking. And that's the key thing.
Have you seen how attacking your team is, by the way?
Yes. And I know it. It is the most attacking side I've ever put on this.
Technically like six wingers in that
it's
team.
Two centre-halves and a goalie, everyone else bound forward pretty much, isn't it?
Yeah, see, Trent, winger, Wijnaldum, winger, Ox, winger, Lallana, winger, Mane, winger, Coutinho, winger, Firmino, winger, great.
There is reason, and the reasons are, we really struggle to break down Burnley. So get all of them on the fucking pitch at once and ask them to score some goals and then take them off and rest them for the Everton game.
Here's the thing. At time of filming, Salah still touch and go. I would imagine he probably won't play in this if there's even a doubt over him because, you know, we very much need him. Mane, for me, I am desperate to see Sadio Mane play on the right-hand side in this game Salah's position because we were woefully lacking him last season. You know, he comes in, he's great against Arsenal, and then he missed the Burnley game, and we were just so ponderous, we just passed the ball. We wanked the ball around from, you know, the edge of the 18 yards left to right and with no penetration whatsoever. And then we went to the League Cup game with Mane in, and we were just incredible. And I would like to see Sadio Mane restored to his best position. That might be a good way to get his confidence back because he's just not done it on the left for us, really. You know, great assist against Leicester.
That, all and add into it. Coutinho's best position still left mid.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's still so dangerous from there. That's why I've put him there. I've put Lallana and Ox in the middle. I think you can get the industrious stuff that you want from, maybe you guys have put it as Chan and Genie.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have. I think Ox, Lallana and Wijnaldum is just as industrious as Chan, Genie and Coutinho, because I think you're getting more out of both of them than you are out of Coutinho.
That I think you're probably the sum total of the parts. I think the only problem is that I just think this is the game, when we talked about already the player, you'd have to look into deep into Emre Can's soul and say, have you got this one more game here, mate? Because I don't think Everton will have the ability to. I think Allardyce will do the same, try and do the same thing as he did in the league. I think he'll come and park the bus and hope for something. I think you could probably get away with something a bit mad in that game, maybe. Whereas, we need to keep the door shut in this, because we can't afford another thing like we did last season where we just got picked apart in 15 minutes. For me though, Lallana, you know, I think you and I have tried to get him in this team for the last 3 weeks, Chris, and this for me has got to be the game. If he's not ready to play 60 minutes, 70 minutes of this game now, what are we going to drop him into, a Merseyside derby?
In FA Cup, the derby's the perfect one, I think, to drop him into. Yeah,
I'm not sure. If I want Adam Lallana in this team, I want him ready for that game. I don't want us to be trying guys out in that match. It means too much. Because as much as I said, I wasn't asked about rotation in the league. You can drop points in the league because you've got 38 games to achieve what you're going to achieve. We cannot be getting knocked out by Everton in the FA Cup. I can't have that again. So I want Lallana. I want Lallana running. I want him out there. I want to see what his legs are made of. That will be interesting. Who knows about whether Daniel Sturridge might be involved? No one's taking that gamble. I've gone for Dom Solanke up front as well because I just think he's got legs. He's got freshness, and it's about keeping Firmino fit and ready for the big game. So let us know your preferred 11 in the comments below. Score prediction, John.
Ooh, 3-1.
Okay.
1-0 Liverpool.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Jesus.
Bastard.
These games, when you've only had like a couple of days in between, you don't hit the heights, do you? I think it's gonna be a massive struggle.
Yeah, I think this will be. I think I got 2-1 for the Leicester game, and I'll go with the same for that. But I don't think it'll be achieved in the same way. I'm not saying we could well go a goal down, but I feel like this will be. If we're gonna win this one, I think this is gonna be go down to the wire. It might take a very late goal, and that will. This could be a season-defining game for me. Mm. You know, we're at that point where 6 points from Leicester and Burnley shouldn't be massive, but just for how the league pans out and the fixtures, as we've already talked about around it, this is I think this could be one of those games where we look back and go, that's when this side decided they were going to be fighting for second in the league rather than fourth and fifth. Yeah, so I'll go 2-1, but let us know your score prediction in the comments below. We've got some amazing content gone up on the RedmanTV.com already. We've done the mid-season review, looking in depth at how it's gone so far, some great facts, stats, looking at the best players, looking at the best moments. That's a great show. Obviously, the final word show after every single game is amazing. Audio versions, if you bang into podcasts, you can get podcasts galore with your RedmanTV subscription. Try it out free for a month. And then it's just £5 a month after that for just masses and masses of video and audio content. Fill your boots and try it out. Other than that, subscribe, of course, to the Redmen TV YouTube channel. If you want to subscribe to my channel as well, do that. Subscribe to everything. Be happy. Spread some love in 2018. And hopefully that will be bolstered by a mighty Reds win at Turf Moor. Thanks, gents. Ta-ra.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.